Ladies, ladies, Women Thrive Live event is happening very soon in London. It's happening 5th and 6th of June, and this is our flagship event where you will want to be. Save your spot today because we have nearly 20 amazing international speakers who are going to bring some incredible subjects to the conversation. And this event isn't just one where you're going to be sit back and you're going to listen to a bunch of speakers. No, we want you involved. We want you conversating, we want you collaborating, building relationships, and also having an unforgettable experience. The event is happening in Notting Hill, an iconic venue. So you'll want to be there for the full experience. So make sure you book yourself the spot and also clear your diary for the 5th and 6th of June. We're so excited to have you there, and we can't wait for you to truly experience Women Thrive Live event in person. Look forward to seeing you there. Take care.
Sometimes we can be our worst enemy is, again, with that idea of competition or like the self-worth. And I believe that God doesn't make mistakes. And so you were put on this earth with gifts and messages, and that who you are is perfect. That you sharing with the world what it is that you were meant to share, like somebody needs to hear your message.
Welcome to Women Thrive Podcast. This is where you'll get to hear incredible stories of female entrepreneurs, business owners, women from all walks of life. Myself, Raymonda Jan, and my co-host Abigail will be interviewing incredible women, hearing inspiring stories of women from all around the world. I have no doubt that you will find something that will be life-changing for you. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and join us for our future episodes.
So welcome everyone to another episode of the Women Thrive Podcast. My name is Abigail Rebecca. I am very excited to be hosting our show today. First of all, because I've just got my voice back. So if you are listening to this in sequence, you'll know that my last few recordings have been a little bit croaky, but it is coming back. And secondly, I have an incredible guest that I want to introduce you to you today. But one of the things that I just want to ask you before I introduce Julie and we start to speak further with Julie is there something that you've really wanted to do in your life, but you keep putting it off? You keep putting it off until it's a better time to do something, or you've got more time to do something, or you've got the money to spend on it. Well, I hope that after listening to this episode of the Women Thrive Podcast, that this will inspire you to potentially go out and to create something in your life that you've always wanted to do, but maybe you are putting it off. I want to give a very, very warm welcome to our guest today. Her name is Julie Jones. She is an award-winning speaker, international best-selling author of six books, a productivity and breakthrough coach who's produced her own TV show, Stop Waiting, Stop Living, on the Zondra Network, and is the host of the Get Shit Done podcast, which is an amazing podcast. Julie, welcome. We're so excited to have you on the Women Thrive podcast today.
Well, I'm so excited to be here. And I want to tell you that it's not croaky, it's sultry. You have a sultry voice, right? Like the sultry, sexy, like back in the 40s or 30s and 40s when they were smoking, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking like I'm definitely channeling my Lauren Bacall. For sure. And I was speaking on another podcast actually, and I was, do you remember like in Phoebe and Friends when she lost her voice and then she was doing Smelly Cat? Like she was doing it all sultry. But anyway, I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate the support, Julie.
Oh, Julie, you are welcome. So welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's such a pleasure to have you on here today with us.
Well, thank you. I am just so honored to be here. And like when you talk about like the support, right? That's what Women Thrive is really all about. It's the community of finding like-minded women who, as we were talking about crowns before, that help you straighten your crown, right? And adjust it for you, because there's too much, I think, that we've grown up with competition. And I love when we can collaborate and come together, and the Women Thrive platform really does that and does it well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely one of our top values. And bringing like-minded women like you together. Obviously, you're a speaker on our summit that will be coming up in three weeks' time. Can you believe it? So quick. Or maybe you're listening to this in the future and we've already done it. And Julie, I have to say that your talk was outstanding. Like, if we're listening in the future, of course it's going to be. But yes, when we come together and we bring like-minded women together, it's an incredibly collaborative community and an event. Julie, can you share a little bit more about your work, your vision and your mission in this world?
Well, I would love to do that. So my platform, as we talked about kind of in the beginning in the TV show's name, is Stop Waiting, Start Living. And it really stems from so many different stories in my life. I'm a big one for sharing who I am transparently so that it can resonate with other people. And even if there's just one person out there who it makes an impact for, that is my goal in life, is to make a difference, even if it's just for one person. So back in the 90s, I am a former law enforcement officer and SWAT team member, and I saw how quickly life can change. Here today, gone tomorrow. There is no promise of tomorrow, and I'll get to it in just a second, but I'm really truly living that right now. And then almost 20 years ago, it's hard to believe, in the month of March, my mom will be gone 20 years. She passed away at the age of 59 from early onset Alzheimer's. And that dictated my parents' future, right? Because like all their dreams were dashed in that moment, that they planned on retirement. And luckily, my dad had retired at 55. So they had some years together, but they didn't have nearly the years that they thought they would together. And so both their dreams went to the grave when my mom passed away. Now, currently, let's fast forward to November 9th of 2023, when my husband was diagnosed with stage 4 metastasized colon cancer. And so if anything has taught me is, again, I am truly living the idea that there is no promise of tomorrow, currently today. And every single day is a gift that we have together. And we fight this battle together. But I will say it has been a huge roller coaster ride of emotions and the unknown. And sometimes the unknown can be really scary.
Yeah, I agree. And Julie, we've obviously had conversations about this, and we're sending the whole community at Women Thrive, are just sending you so much love and so much support. And we have so much admiration for both you and your partner and your whole family, for everything that you're going through. And just feel very honored, actually, that you're also sharing your story as an inspiration for others.
Well, because it's one of the things that I've discovered in this journey is that there have been other people in my life who have shared that they have gone through a journey of cancer, or they know someone. Like, everybody seems to know someone. And then when you're in it, it's completely different. It's like, now my heart goes out to people even more who have lived this journey, because you truly know it firsthand. And I think it's everything in life. Like, I was on the Facebook Live this morning with Ramonda, and we talked about, and I think it's such an important message, a cup of pain is a cup of pain. See, like, we really go to sometimes a point where we do a comparison thing. I've had friends that have gone through some pretty traumatic things since the beginning of the year, and yet they'll say to me, well, it's nothing compared to what you're going through, but it's your pain right now. And I'm here to support you just as much as people are here to support me. It's like, we're all in this life together, right? But unless we start having some real conversations and really sharing what's going on, everybody knows me as this positivity queen and great attitude and everything else. But I've always had in my message that my life is not sunshine, rainbows, and unicorns. And right now, what I am experiencing in my life right now is a true example of that. Because there are days where I am crying, I'm laughing, I am loving, and I'm just so angry at the world and what is happening. And there are days where I am just so exhausted that I just don't even have the bandwidth or the energy to talk to anyone, right? And like, that's never like really truly been who I am, because I feed off of like those conversations and being around people. And now I find myself sometimes reverting opposite, that I just want this time with my husband so much. Like, that is my priority. Everything else has kind of gone to the wayside.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I really see you doing that, prioritizing, looking at what really matters to you. And just sometimes we just have to let other things fall away, right? Weighing up what's important to us. I just wanted to ask you, like, throughout this whole time, what I love about what you're sharing is that you're expressing all the emotions. There are times where there's sadness, there's times where there's laughter. Like, how are you taking care of yourself through all of this as well? I think that's really important to kind of understand.
It is. So I cry when I need to. And because one of the things that I used to have a philosophy, and I think it's what drew me to law enforcement to begin with, is that I used to have this mindset that crying was a sign of weakness. So, I mean, that would definitely not be working for me right now if I wasn't allowing the emotions to flow. I still find the time to do the things that matter most to me. And so if it means that my husband and I can go out and do an activity, we love to be able to go out, and sometimes maybe something small, but we're spending that time together. For me personally, I am doing some yoga nidra and some sound meditations, just really taking that time to go inwards and really attempt to take care of myself. Any kind of modalities that I've been doing, like I've always said, self-care is not selfish. So still as much as possible, staying up on like facials, massages, those kinds of things. And again, knowing when to just step back. I think that's a big one. Like I don't say I'm sorry like a lot, right? Because like, I'll just, when people are calling me or they're leaving me messages, and I'll just say, you know what? I just don't have the energy to talk right now. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your message. I'm so grateful, yet I don't like make excuses or, oh, you know, like I just don't say I'm sorry, right? Like, because there's nothing to be sorry about. It's where I'm at right now. And everybody is so understanding of it. But like, that's what I mean about having real conversations, because I think a lot of times we try to be something that everybody else expects us to be. And right now, there are no expectations. Expectations can be a form of control. And right now, I've just let it all go. And wherever I need to be in the moment is where I am.
Yeah. Yeah. Really honoring that. I'd really love for you to share more about your key messages and really your passion about what you do within your own business through your books and your podcast and your shows. Obviously, as you've said, like what you're experiencing at the moment is, I mean, I don't know the words to express what I mean, but you know, it's like you are living and breathing and demonstrating that at the moment. In sharing your story with us today and being so open with what you're expressing with, so what's the message that you want to share with our audience today, which I know is your key message as well?
Well, it is. And like, what comes to mind, like I'm such an impromptu speaker, but like a lot of times I just get these downloads. And as you've been talking, it's like all this stuff is hitting my brain, right? To remind people that we're human beings, not human doings. And I think for so many of us, it's always like do, 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 right? And instead of just being in the moment, enjoying what is right in front of you. Like, I'm a big one to get rid of the to-do list. I call it a success list. And I even did a journal just recently that's called Stop Doing, Start Being. See, because as human beings, we have a tendency a lot of times to look at what doesn't get done. And I'm all about celebrating what you did accomplish and what you get to do rather than what you have to do. And there's just so much of that right now. I find that there's even a shift, I think, in some of like people's thinking, that they're realizing that it's not about stuff. Like, I've been such a big believer for such a long time. I even saw it in law enforcement, that these parents would be working all the time to give their kids everything, and their kids were getting in trouble, and I'm bringing the kids home to the parents and stuff. And all the kids really wanted was time, was experiences, was spending the time with the people that they love. And like, I look at everything right now and I'm like, I think to myself, do I really need to be doing this right now? Is this really what's important? Or is there another way that I can be spending my time? Because again, none of us know. Like, we're dealing with my husband's significant illness, but what if tomorrow was my last day, right? Like, we don't know when our time is up and how am I spending it? Like, that the house has to be perfectly cleaned, or that I just have to do one more thing, or whatever it looks like, because there's some crazy things. Now, I will say that one of my stress relievers has been being more like organized, like, because I guess I feel like I have such disarray in my life that I want to have like something a little bit orderly. So I find myself maybe like cleaning, or kind of like a little organization queen these days, and I'm decluttering. Like, that's the other thing. Like, I am just getting rid of things that no longer like really truly serve me. Cause again, it's stuff. Cause what I want to take away, and what I want people to take away from this, is where is your time being spent? How are you living, truly living your life and experiencing life with those you love? Nobody remembers the stuff that you gave them. They remember the time that they spent with you.
Yeah, it's such a great message. I'm hearing it so loud and clear just recently, you know, like, just slow down, slow down. And I'm super slowed down anyway. I mean, I do human design. I'm a projector in human design. I honor that. I'm like, I'm not a worker. I'm here to kind of slow down, but even still slowing down. And I find that when I slow down, first of all, as you said, I get to experience, I get to have that precious time with the people that I love. I get to create those wonderful memories. But also what it does is it really helps me to connect in, like to connect into my creativity and get the ideas. Because I find myself, I can very easily, because I'm so conditioned to work hard, because I worked in corporate for so long, it's very easy for me to get into that spiral where I'm working to prove my worth. And actually I'm just doing nothing, because I'm not creating anything new. I'm just rinse and repeat, like going around in circles. So to take that time away and to really honor my time in that way, I feel it's not only an incredible life strategy, it's also an incredible business strategy.
Well, it is, because like in you talking about that, like I call it woo busy, right? Like everybody's woo busy. Like when you ask anybody what they're doing, they're busy. But it's like, are you busy being busy? Or are you busy like being productive, right? Because there is a true difference between the two. But I look back and I reflect, and I like the idea of reflecting to see how far you've come and where you're headed. And back in October of last year, I would say it was about 3 weeks prior to my husband's diagnosis, I started taking a look at things in my business. And I really started looking to see what was working, what was not working, and what changes I was going to make for 2024, which unbeknownst to me really set myself up for, I guess, for what was impending that I didn't know was coming down the pike. But I have to say that with everything, even though I've taken a step back, I have people coming to me now to work with me. Like, I'm still doing some coaching. I'm still doing speaking. I got hired last week to do a workshop. I just got asked to be a keynote speaker for a women's event. And the opportunities are still presenting themselves. I'm just not chasing. Like, I'm not out there networking and doing all these things. And that always makes you step back and say, geez, like, what was I so busy doing before? And I realized that maybe it wasn't as productive as I thought it was, because opportunities are still coming to me and I don't find myself running around like a chicken with my head cut off anymore.
It's an amazing concept, isn't it? Mm-hmm. When you actually start to trust just the your own magnet, like your magnetization to be able to bring opportunities into you. I always talk about like being a queen. It's like that queen energy sitting on your throne. People come and approach you. People invite you into things. You're able to respond to people instead of chasing around. And it's like you say, what are you chasing? Like, I love this experimentation of doing nothing. I do it a lot. I really do. I'm like, if I was just to do nothing this afternoon, what's going to show up for me? And is it going to be even better than if I was like, I don't know, firing off emails or whatever it might be? So I really love that that is happening for you as well, and that you're able to participate in that energy.
Well, you know what's funny, as we were sitting here, because I always come up with a word for the year too, for 2024, and I haven't really thought about my word. My word for 2024 was easy. Mm-hmm. Like, I wanted things to be easier. Now, is my life, like my personal life, easy? Not necessarily. However, that theme has kind of carried through as far as business goes, because I'm not, again, like involved in so many different things, the things that somehow when we're in business, we think we have to do. Oh my gosh, we have to have this and we have to do this. And so many times people are getting ready to be ready. It's like a friend of mine talks about start before you're ready. The website doesn't have to be in place and this doesn't need to be done and that doesn't need to be done. Just show up and see what happens. And that's where the ease comes in. Because I think like you were in corporate. I grew up in the Midwest, Wisconsin here in the States. And it was that work ethic. Like in order to get anything in life, you had to work hard. And for several years, I've been talking about why. Like, why do you have to work hard? Why can it not just be easy? And that was why I really selected my word, easy and make money. That was like my two words, because I've made money, but sometimes it's like I've done a lot of things that have not always brought in the kind of income that I was looking in. And so I was like, well, this year, if it's not really bringing me the income, then I'm just choosing not to do it. And that's exactly what has happened this year, along with everything else that has happened as well. But I mean, sometimes maybe it takes those challenges to really give us the life lessons that we're here to learn.
Yeah, absolutely. When you were talking, I was just thinking about what you said at the top end of the show, actually, about the ethos and the values of Women Thrive, which I know obviously you're so aligned to. Of course you are. You're speaking on our stage. Of course you're aligned to it. But, you know, around collaboration over competition. And I think we're so taught to, like you say, work hard. I've got to work hard to make money. I've got to hustle. I've got to work hard to look like to prove my worth to others. And it's like you carry it like a badge of honor and you kind of get into this comparison game. And especially when we're building out our businesses, I want a website like hers. I want to be, why doesn't my website look like hers? Why can't I speak more on more stages like him? Why can't I have clients like them? And this, when you step away from the comparison game and you stop the competition and you start to look at what actually lights me up, what do I want to do? And how can I collaborate with others instead of being in competition with them? That's, in my opinion, that's when life starts to get easy.
It does. There's so much power in collaboration. And it's always a good reminder because I'm not perfect by any means. I mean, I learn a lot. In fact, when I coach my clients, I often realize that I'm coaching myself at the same time, right? Because the unconscious mind doesn't necessarily distinguish the difference. But for me, it's always been the fact that sometimes when I do go to that competition, I have to step back and remind myself, okay, that person has 5 years on me. Like when they started off, They weren't at where they are now, right? And that's why I'm so transparent, because I tell my clients, I'm only coaching and working with you on things that I myself have had to experience, right? Like, I have wasted a lot of money on a lot of things that I thought were going to take me forward, and they didn't. So a lot of times I say I'm the shortcut to the shortcut, right? Because everybody wants to be in business, yet a lot of times you don't know exactly what that's going to look like. And there's so many experts telling you like all these things that need to be in place before you can really launch yourself. And, you know, I just decided to get my LLC and just put myself out there and say, okay, I'm open for business and I'll figure out the rest of it, right? Because people knew me and they had been waiting for me to get out of my own way. Because sometimes we can be our worst enemy is, again, with that idea of competition or like the self-worth. And I believe, and whether or not you believe in God or whoever you believe in, I believe in God, that God doesn't make mistakes. And so you were put on this earth with gifts and messages, and that who you are is perfect. That you sharing with the world what it is that you were meant to share, like somebody needs to hear your message, right? And so I'm a big believer in, if I say one thing that maybe somebody's like, wow, that happened with Julie as well, well, maybe then I can go out there and I can be brave, be bold, be crazy, right? Because me and my craziness all the time, right? It's like, I say, like, who says that when you're doing something on a professional level that you still can't have fun? And, you know, really seriously, like the workshop I did last week, I taught a title company, and it was my format about time management and get shit done and stop waiting, start living. And everybody got a set of glasses, not googly eyes, because those are Julie Jones googly eyes, but everybody gets a pair of fun glasses, and immediately it changes the atmosphere in a room, because they're like, oh my gosh, like what kind of boring presentation is this going to be? And now they're getting fun glasses and they're interacting and they're having a lot of fun. It changes the whole mood. That's all it takes, is incorporating a little bit of fun.
Yeah, I completely agree. I've literally just come off the Inner Circle mastermind call, actually, that Raimonda runs. And I was talking about the same thing, about we can create our own boardrooms. For so long, I was stuck in stuffy, windowless, soul-sucking boardrooms, trying to kind of like come up with being creative in that kind of environment, or those horrible like Hilton conference rooms that have got like all the same carpet and again no windows. And I'm all about creating fun and having fun, definitely within my business. Last week I was running a VIP day on snowboards, and then I was also talking about negotiating a talk that I'm doing, and we were drinking smoothies, and we were in these big oversized trousers that kind of squeeze all your lymphatic glands. It's like some kind of treatment. I don't know. I can't remember exactly what it does, but it's really cool. And I'm like, that's how I want to negotiate. That's how I want to build business. And everyone has their own idea of fun and what lights them up. I love it when you get your googly eyes out, Julie. I really do.
Well, and I love my googly eyes, and I've been known to wear costumes. Like, I wear costumes in town. In fact, last year in November, or I'd spoke for the Athena Awards, which is a big award ceremony thing that they do here in the States to give leadership awards to women. And I had been the keynote in September. And somehow I brought up about how like I dress in a turkey costume for Thanksgiving. Well, the same group of people hired me to do a gratitude presentation, and they wanted me in my turkey costume. Now, unfortunately, it was the week I was supposed to talk was the same week that I got my husband's diagnosis, and I wasn't able to, because it was like a 2.5 hour drive to get there and back and everything. But they're the ones that have hired me for a keynote for April. I said, well, April's close to Easter, so maybe you need me in my Easter bunny costume, but they still want to see me in my turkey costume. Like, those are the kinds of things. It's the little things that bring a smile to people's face, right? Like, that's the most important thing. And it can be something as simple as eye contact, a smile, and acknowledging somebody as you walk past them on the street, rather than everybody sometimes has their heads down and looking at their phones or something else seems to be so important. It's like, just start being more in the moment.
Yeah. And it's such an incredible message to leave with us today, to be more in the moment and really appreciate what we have and who we're with and really hold that dear. I'm really, really looking forward to your talk. Can you share a little bit more about it?
Well, it's not only the walk and a real run and real look at the walk with cancer, but also everything in life that gets thrown at us. We all hear the cliche sayings, when life throws lemons at you, make lemonade. But how do you really do that? Like, what is it that you really can do? And what are going to be some great takeaways? But let's just get real about the things that we face in life. And again, social media has this way of portraying that everything is so great for everyone. And it's not. Like, there are people that may be listening to this podcast later on, but there's people crying behind closed doors. And they're struggling and they're searching and they're wondering, and do they make a difference, or like wondering what life is all about. And so let's have that conversation. Let's really get down to what it is that you're doing and how can you make your own impact in your own world? Because you don't have to be on stages. You don't need to be on podcasts. Everybody makes a difference. Because without you in this world, the world would be a much lonelier place.
Absolutely. Julie, thank you so much for coming onto the Women Thrive podcast today. Thank you for speaking on our stage. We're so excited and very honored to have you in our community. And I just think you're wonderful. And thank you for your transparency and your vulnerability today. It means so much. Thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, well, thank you. And thank you for giving me the opportunity to share my story. It really does touch my heart and I'm honored.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. Thank you so much, everyone, for watching, for listening. We'd love your thoughts really about what we've discussed today. If you are going through a similar experiences maybe, or if something has touched you today, then reach out to us here at Women Thrive and share it with us, and we'll be sure to pass it over to Julie as well. Thank you so much for being with us today, and until next time, have an amazing day and see you soon.
Thank you for tuning in to Women Thrive podcast. If you found today's episode empowering and inspiring, be sure to subscribe and follow us. Better yet, leave a review and share it with others. We're committed to bringing you more stories that will empower and inspire you on your own journey. Until next time, keep listening, keep learning, and keep pursuing your dreams.